4th of February, 1933. Went round to the library, Plaistow, with Dad this afternoon, and changed my book for Verne's Trip to the Centre of the Earth and Adventures of Captain Hatteras, Part 1, The English at the North Pole. The books I have read since I last mentioned the matter are 25,000 Miles in a Flying Boat by Sir Alan Cobham, Herbert Strang's The Hydroplane, and a book on enigmas by an author whose name I cannot remember and which wasn't up to much. 11th of February, 1933. Plenty of sunshine about today, although the wind blows rather keenly at times. Met Mum at Aldgate, and after dining at the ABC, we walked down Mansell Street to the Tower. Having paid for the tickets, entrance free, Bloody Tower sixpence, jewels sixpence, and guidebook tuppence, we entered. I wasn't overstruck with the place and shouldn't want to go again. In fact, the best part of it is the part that's free. They have some magnificent armour there, but similar stuff can be seen at the Wallace Collection in Manchester Square. After that, we walked as far as St Paul's, where we arrived just before 5 o'clock and just in time to be turned back, as I suppose one isn't allowed to walk over the place after certain hours. We therefore had some tea at Lyons and walked down to the embankment, where we arrived just after 6 p.m. So we hopped on a tram and purchased a couple of sixpence tourist tickets. This took us as far as Liam Court Road, Streatham, and we arrived at Uncle Frank's about 7 o'clock. During the evening, Uncle Frank and Dad had a couple of games of billiards, Dad winning both. I had a game with Dad, which he won, and one with Uncle Frank, which was abandoned owing to the table being wanted for supper. After supper, Dad, Mum and I went to Tulse Hill Station, where Mum and I caught a tram for Bloomsbury, leaving Dad to catch a 40A bus for home. Mum and I changed trams at Bloomsbury and changed for a train at Aldgate and reached Upton Park at 20 past 11, whence we used our tram tickets, thus arriving home at 1:30, the whole journey having taken a little over an hour and a half. 15th of February, 1933. Went with Mum to see Happy Ever After, featuring Jack Hulbert, Cicely Courtnage, Sonny Hale and Lillian Harvey at the premiere tonight. Not at all bad, though not nearly as good as The Ghost Train. 19th of February, 1933. Arose at about 7:30 this morning and departed on the bike just before 9:30. My objective was to get past St Albans if I could, and hence I took some lunch with me. The first time this year. I went up the route to the West Ham Tech at Stratford, down Water Lane as far as Maryland Point, up the Leytonstone High Road to Whips Cross. Passing through Snaresbrook, I reached the Wilfrid Lawson at Woodford, where I turned off the Enfield Road. As I started down this road, it began to snow heavily, and this, combined with the fact that the wind was dead against me, about 30 miles an hour gale I should reckon, gave me a frightful time. It felt as though someone were throwing a bag of needles at my face, and I couldn't keep my eyes open more than an instant against it. I pulled up about halfway down and put on my cap, and when I reached Chingford, it left off snowing. I had the wind with me as far as Enfield, where I turned into it for Potter's Bar. It was gruelling work, and when, after leaving the latter town, I travelled along the Great North Road, it was terrifically hard. I turned round at North Mimms and was soon speeding rapidly along in the Brookmans Park district. My object now, as I realised it was hopeless to go further north, was to get back on the Epping Road to the north of Enfield. But as I did not see any road marked on my pocketbook map, which gives only A and B class roads, I resolved at all costs not to go along the Commercial or Mile End roads from London, as I knew only too well the state of their surfaces. I therefore decided to take the main road to London and cross the river, returning either by Blackwall Tunnel or Woolwich Ferry. I made back through Potter's Bar and Barnet, and down the main road through Finchley, after which I do not know where I went, except that my direction was mainly south-east, until I reached City Road, which led me to Moorgate, where I turned off down Eldon Street, Liverpool Street and Camomile Street, across Aldgate, down Crutched Friars to the rear of Fenchurch Street Station, and over Tower Bridge and down Tooley Street. As it is several years since I had been in this part of London, I followed the tram lines to Woolwich. Apart from a brief snack on the way out just beyond Potter's Bar, I had not had anything to eat since breakfast, and by the time I reached the ferry at Woolwich, about 5 o'clock, I was about done. So, despite the cold, while I was waiting for the ferry boat, I partook of the remainder of my provisions. After crossing the ferry, I regained my strength and did the remainder of the way home in about 20 minutes. I shall not take any more food with me till the weather gets warmer. It was much too cold to stand about today. 20th of February 1933. I had a pleasant surprise tonight. I went round the St Marylebone Library on my way home to change my Smiles Lives of the Engineers, Stevenson's, and inquired if my music ticket was ready. To my astonishment, the attendant gave me 2 students' tickets, together with my ordinary ticket, and told me I could now have any book that I wished. I was at a loss what to choose, but at last decided to have A Tramp Abroad by Mark Twain, Marvels of Engineering by Ellison Hawkes, who is, incidentally, the editor of the Meccano magazine, and The Bohemian Girl, music by Balf, arranged for pianoforte. I did not discover any piece music, but mostly operas and songs. Went to evening classes, where we had a reversion to plain geometry, in splitting various figures into parts of equal area. 24th of February, 1933. About 2 o'clock this afternoon, it began snowing in real earnest. An hour later, it was noticed lying in Paddington Street, in spite of the traffic. I went round to the library about 4 o'clock and changed my Marvels of Engineering and Bohemian Girl music for The German Submarine War and La Boutique Fantastique by Rossini music, and got well covered in snow, which had lain about half an inch deep by the time I returned. However, it left off just after 5 o'clock. Went to maths tonight, where we revised. It was very slippery out, but the snow was thawing fast as I returned.